This is Janet Scott with Chocolate and God. Ephesians 4 says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." Is there someone you need to forgive today? Have you been holding on to that offense so long it's become part of who you are? By forgiving, you're releasing yourself from the hold that other person has on you, brought there by the offense they committed against you. That's right, as long as you hold on to unforgiveness, you're allowing that other person to control part of your life. You are in bondage to that thing, and it's time to put it in your past and move forward. I encourage you to choose today to forgive whoever you need to forgive. Why are you allowing it to keep you from God's best? Don't allow it to fester for one more day. Pray and ask God for the strength and the heart to forgive. Remember, unforgiveness is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. So hey ladies, let's do something together and take the 30-day challenge and be in the Word every day. Join me for my daily devotional. You can subscribe for free at chocolateandgod.com.